Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Eric Bieniemy has a new gig. He has hopped down a level to college football, where he will be the offensive coordinator for the UCLA Bruins. Of course, Chip Kelly's been the head coach at UCLA the last couple of seasons. We saw Chip Kelly looking to get into coordinating all offseason at the NFL level. A lot of those college coaches want out of college football, especially the head coaches.
Yeah.
But Bieniemy wants to call plays and wants to build that image back up to possibly getting a chance as a head coach. And initially, maybe he'll have to do that in college. Hopefully, eventually, he gets a shot in the NFL. But here's what I found interesting about this story. Pete Thamel and Adam Schefter of ESPN broke the news that Bieniemy was going to UCLA. But they also put this out, doing a little lifting, I would say, for the Bieniemy camp. "I have no regrets with the Commanders," Bieniemy wrote in an email. Contrary to what some think and what has been put out in the media, I was not fired. I actually chose not to stay. I learned a lot, and that is always a good thing. I will continue to walk in my peace. I'm excited to be here and to coach these young men in football again. Huh. My expectations and desire to be excellent will never be turned down. I'm fired up. Let's go. But Bieniemy claimed to ESPN that, contrary to popular belief, he chose to leave. He was not fired. I guess it's possible this is semantics, in that he had contract left. All the coaches were interviewing with the new regime for their gig.
And someone else had his job.
They did hire someone else for his job.
Yeah.
But maybe he's claiming, like, he told them in the interview, "I don't want to work with you. Hey, you can't fire me if I quit," kind of thing. It's possible. When I saw that, the first thing I thought of was the Anchorman meme with Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy, where he goes, "I do not believe you.
I don't believe you."
That was my first thing I thought
of. Bing, bang, boom.
Whatever you say. I was not fired. It's like my brother got into a fight in high school. He got in big trouble. He got into a fist fight with this kid in high school. In gym class, no less.
Okay.
They were like playing basketball or so, who knows what.
And it got rough.
And they started punching. And he hit this kid and he fell over. Well, when he went to court, my dad had to go to court with him or whatever whole thing. And for like a ISS school thing.
Sure, yeah.
This kid was like a troublemaker that started the fight, and my brother was fine. But the reason I bring this up is the kid on the stand, like in this hearing, or whatever they were doing with the school board and whoever else was involved, was like, "And then he hit me, and my shoe slipped, and I fell over." And it was like very important to him to get out there that the punch had not been the reason why he fell to the ground.
In addition to being struck in the face, I slipped.
He's like, it wasn't Ryan that did that.
It coincided with my fall.
My shoe slipped, and that's why I fell.
That's good.
That's what it feels like to me. It's like this email is like, just so you guys know, contrary to popular belief, I was not fired. I chose to leave Washington. Yeah, the fact that they hired this Cliff Kingsbury guy, whatever, I'd already told them I didn't want their position. Where are you at on Bieniemy to UCLA?
I don't know how many options there were up at the top. So I was wrong. Before this whole kind of carousel started, I thought that because there were so few offensive minds, he was going to get a bump up and either be an OC somewhere or a head coach.
You had him as a head coach.
Yeah, I said that's kind of my outside dark horse. not totally shtick, but basically saying, like, I think that because there's so few offensive hirings. Well, it just turned out they didn't. No offensive guys got hired.
I thought there was a chance Tomlin, who I've heard is tight with him, would give him the OC job in Pittsburgh and kind of help him the way Rivera took the shot on him, Andy Reid's best buddy, last year. I believe he interviewed for the Steelers job, but it didn't even seem like there were other OC interviews. Mm-mm. At this point.
Could have sworn there was one other somewhere, but maybe I'm wrong.
Look, his style does not resonate with current NFL players. And either he's going to have to make an adjustment or someone's going to have to want that style in their building. Here's what I'm going to say for him at UCLA, though. I'm very, very happy for him to get a crack at the college game because I think it'll work there. You never have to call a run play. I'm not making light of that. Like, go out and call all your pass plays. Do what you did here. But also, Danny, I think you can kind of be a little more whatever you want to call him from a style standpoint. Old school, of yeller, you know, in people's faces, kind of demanding of college kids who you're trying to shape and mold. Like, that is allowed at that level. Some of the stuff that Urban Meyer got made fun of for doing in Jacksonville with water and all this other stuff. Like, you could do all that in college.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a success. I think it's going to work well there.
I hope it does, honestly, just because he could use a couple stacks of good. You know what I mean? Like, a move of his to work out to his advantage or have his rep changed a little bit. So I'm pulling for the guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.